Brought to you by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. The Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by Flying Eyes Sunglasses. Flying Eyes have been designed for one specific purpose, to be the best and most comfortable sunglasses to wear with an aviation headset. For more information, visit FlyingEyesSunglasses.com.
Hi, this is Mary Grady. I'm reporting from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. It's a beautiful day, and I'm talking with Dan Johnson over at the new LSA Mall location. And Dan is the chairman of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association. And we're going to talk about some of the numbers for airplanes. We're used to seeing numbers from Gamma as far as, you know, how many airplanes have been delivered in a particular year. But Dan has a little different take. He's been doing some analysis, and he's looking at the numbers to get a bigger picture of especially the sport aircraft and the LSA. So, Dan, thanks a lot for talking to us, and why don't you just give us the info.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. The difference, first of all, between what GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, reports and what LAMA, the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, reports are this. GAMA reports from their member organizations, actual shipments of aircraft delivered to customers. LAMA doesn't quite have that same opportunity because of how the information flows to us, and because of the newness of the industry, we want to try and report hard, reliable information. So what we use instead is FAA registrations of vehicles. When an N number is purchased and applied to an airplane and the paperwork is sent in, a registration is notched on the record. And we rely on that information. And we've reported that information for now 8 years. At this Sun and Fun, it's 8 years since the very first special light sport aircraft, fully built light sport aircraft, was accepted by FAA. Some people call it certified. That term's not quite right, but accepted is the right term. So at 8 years in now, we have some hard information that we'd like to report, but we kind of call this the rest of the story because we've been reporting what SLSA airplanes are registered with FAA, because that's the most solid information and reliable information that we can get and put out. But that doesn't tell the whole story. In this case, there's light sport aircraft. That means all the different types, but airplane is one of those types. And an airplane is a fixed wing, three-axis controlled aircraft. But that's not, and that's most of them, but that's not all of them. There are what I call alternative aircraft, alternative SLSA. These are still fully built, manufactured, ready-to-fly airplanes, but they are weight shift, powered parachutes, gliders, gyros, other things that can be in this class, and even including such exotic things as lighter than air. We haven't had one yet, but there are many under this what we used to be called an umbrella of light sport aircraft. Those add up another fifth or sixth. And when you start adding those numbers, it begins to make the big numbers bigger than we've been reporting. So we've kind of been under-reporting the size of the community, and we want to change that now. In addition, there's been a phenomenon that's existed since the beginning, but it wasn't really actualized at the beginning, and that's experimental light sport aircraft, which means a kit. Light sport aircraft. Now, the manufacturer, and let's take the most significant of those, which is Vans Aircraft and their RV-12 that many people are familiar with, they had to build one fully built as the factory, as Vans, and then they didn't need to build any more. They could start selling ELSAs. When those aircraft are built, they have to be bolt-for-bolt identical copies of the SLSA. Once they get their airworthiness, that can begin to change and the owner can do things. But at first, they have to exactly match the SLSA. So they are perfectly legitimate LSA. And Vans has done quite well with those. Our numbers show that they've registered. And again, so this means they've got N numbers on them. They may not all be flying, but many are, actually. They've registered 203 of these things. So it adds another chunk. So let's put this in a little bit of perspective now. If you take the SLSA airplanes for last year, 2012, and we'll compare this to the GAMA numbers in a minute, for the same time period, there were 259 SLSA airplanes, fixed wing, three-axis controlled. But when we take the other numbers and we look at the big picture, not individual brands and so forth, we can add another 50 for those alternative LSA, the weight shift powered parachute types. We can also add another 74 on average per year of the ELSA. And we put that together, that's 383 last year, not 259. And this compares with Gamma's number of single engine piston airplanes. All of the ones we have are single engine piston, so that's a fair comparison. And their numbers that they reported for last year were 790. So the number I just said, 383, is almost half, 48% of what Gamma's members delivered. Therefore, the LSA group is one-third of the total number of single-engine piston airplanes delivered in 2012, and we think that's a pretty significant number. But even that doesn't tell the whole story, because we've also got experimental amateur-built airplanes, which have an experimental certificate, not an LSA certificate. Some people say, well, it's an LSA, and in a sense, they're right, because those aircraft meet the parameters, the weight, the speed, the other things, stall, and so on, that make an LSA, but they still remain experimental amateur-built. However, Ron Wagner of EAA coined a phrase many years ago at the beginning of this new sector. He called them sport pilot eligible airplanes, and that's a better term. They're not LSA, but they're like LSA, and they can be flown by someone with a sport pilot certificate, meaning no medical and the other benefits that come with that rating. And so when you add those airplanes in, they're not LSA, but they're sport pilot eligible, now you bring the total up from about 2,400 LSA in the overall fleet in 8 years to 3,500. It's a much greater increase. And yet even that doesn't tell the whole story. So there are also what are called converted ultralights. These are two-place aircraft. This is sort of the reason for the rule in the first place, was to get them into some regulatory structure. And they add another 4,500 airplanes. Now, there won't be any more of those. That period is over. They were grandfathered in. That's done. They won't be growing. The rest of it will, but they won't. But still, that brings us to a total of 8,000 airplanes in the marketplace in 8 years' time, as LSA, or sport pilot eligible airplanes. We think that's a pretty significant number, and even we have been underreporting it, so it's about time we changed it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dan.
You're welcome, Mary. It's great to have you out here, and we'll look for more from our friends at AvWeb.
Okay, thank you.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Provides a clean noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at Sun and Fun booth C024 or visit xmwxweather.com.